Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance. Whatever you want me to do.
He's the first president to not hold a news conference by this point in at least a century, when the White House says Biden will finally face the media.
It happened again. This is the second time.
Oh, boy.
In a week. Do you hear that, you know, beep at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so the first time he's having a press conference with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats on the stimulus, he's like, yeah, I'll take questions. I'd love to take. They're like, no, you won't. And whoever controls the feed at whitehouse.gov, because they were live streaming it on that website, cut him off immediately. And there's just a few seconds, and then the graphic goes up. Press conference is over. And he's like, wait, no, I want to take questions. So obviously the word has gone out. Staff controls Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't let him speak. And he allows this. So it happened again over the weekend. This came out.
I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance. Whatever you want me to do.
Okay. This is bizarre. I mean, this is weird stuff. And when you put it all together, the things that Biden hasn't done, it is absolutely remarkable. I mean, there's no other way to put this. They won't publish his official schedule. Okay, we've never seen that before. The White House has refused to make public his daily schedule, so you can't tell how much he's working or whether he's working.
But of course, this is the most transparent administration this country has ever seen, Tara.
Right, right. Yeah, sure. Visitor logs have been restricted, so you can't see them.
Same thing the Biden administration, the Obama administration did, by the way. They did the same thing.
The administration has disabled all public comments and petitions on its official whitehouse.gov website. That used to be a big thing. Not having that anymore. Can you imagine if Trump did any of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There would be immediate media outrage.
Oh, yeah. 25th Amendment, whole nine yards. Stuart Varney and Kayleigh McEnany were reacting to this. You know, Kayleigh McEnany, the old press secretary for Donald Trump, right?
Former, not old.
Former, yes, not old. She's,
she's
quite
not
young,
old. Yes,
actually.
The pressure's mounting when you have even left-wing outlets calling him out for this. But I would say it's extraordinary that he hasn't taken questions. Certainly 100-year record for not taking questions in a solo press conference from a sitting president. But this is not unprecedented because, as you'll recall, Stuart, the basement strategy is what he employed on the campaign trail. He went something like 50 days, and he only took questions twice. And when he did, they were hand-picked questions.
Yeah.
So I think his staff does not have faith that he can stand at the podium and have a press conference the way President Trump did many times.
Not only did President Trump stand at a podium and take questions, but almost every time he left the White House, he would go through the White House press corps gaggle and just randomly take the questions going right through there. And many times on very, you know, intricate policy questions, because we actually talked about policy when it was Donald Trump. But anyway.
Right. Now we're just pretending that there's no man-made crisis at the border, southern border, which is man-made by Joe Biden. But you have to wonder about them asking questions. I mean, you go back to the recording of him signing all those executive orders and played it on the air before.
A record number, by the way.
Yes. And he's caught on hot mic, as they say, saying, what is this one? What am I signing? And she says, just sign it. Yeah. And he does. So you can see why you wouldn't want a man like that answering questions. Does he even really know what's going on in his administration? Here's the rest of what Kayleigh McEnany had to say, her and Stuart Varney, about how shocking this is.
It seems to me they are protecting the president from himself. They don't want to see him stumble over words, get confused, lose his train of thought, as he may well do if he was subject to the rough and tumble of a real press conference. They're protecting him, I think.
I think that's exactly right. I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned his staff, because as you saw President Biden say right there, he said, I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do. I've seen him joust back and forth in one interaction with Peter Ducey, and he seemed to kind of relish the moment a little. So I don't think this is President Biden saying, I don't want to do this. I think it's those around him recognizing when he does speak, it doesn't always turn out so well, like calling Republicans Neanderthals, as he did recently in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Or suggesting that he'd be happy to send vaccines down to Mexico so non-citizens could be vaccinated when all Americans haven't been vaccinated yet.
Yeah. Well, of course, in this country, it's sending $4 billion to international vaccine campaigns. That was part of what was going on in some recent executive orders or legislation. So,
yeah, Americans go to the back of the line. That is the Joe Biden policy. And these are the kind of questions he can't answer. And then there's just the fact that, you know, he's in cognitive decline. That's very obvious. Again, this is the anchor at Australia's Sky News 2 weeks ago.
Never before has the leader of the free world been so cognitively compromised. It's clear to me, at the least, that US President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. This was...
And he goes on to say this was obvious during the election. So they're hiding him. He's clearly a puppet. And they have to cut his... I mean, this is a remarkable... You cut the feed of the leader of the free world, the president of the United States of America, and he lets you?
Yeah, and then there is no media outrage. There is no questioning about that. Had that been Donald Trump, that would have been an immediate call for, you know, why are you protecting the president? Why did you not let him speak? He said he had questions. Why is the media being shut out here? I mean, all this would have been going on in the New York Times and the other, you know, left-wing media, but, you know, crickets, nothing. Absolutely no journalistic interest whatsoever.
And it's not just, again, it's the fascinating thing to me about this. It's not just, you know, that it happened, but it's that they, whoever is there in the White House is running the country. It's not Joe. And they feel comfortable doing this to the leader of the free world. I mean, that is remarkable that he has not gone in there and honestly established that he's the president. He answers to somebody, and the immediate question where this Trump would be, who does he answer to? Who is really in charge? Who made the decision? This is what you'd get at the press conference with Jen Psaki if this was Trump. Who made the decision to cut the feed?
Right.
Did they consult with Joe and ask if they would be allowed to cut his feed? Who is the person in charge of that? What was the reasoning behind cutting the feed? I mean, all of this would be exhaustively asked if this was Trump. And then they'd want to tell you Putin was cutting, you know, the feed, and Putin had ordered. I mean, they would, though. You know, they would.
Oh, yeah.
This is how crazy they are. These are legitimate questions a healthy functioning society, a healthy functioning society's journalists would ask. Yeah. Because, again, it's and this is a theme on the Battleground podcast. We are seeing things we have never seen before. That makes them news. And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on that's got your goat this morning, Lee?
This is down in Columbia. I've noticed this in some of the papers that are covering this. There's an effort to get rid of the state planes again. The state of South Carolina owns two turboprop planes that politicians and even coaches are allowed to take. And this is being brought up again as to whether or not there needs to be state-operated planes. And, of course, the problem is that there gets to be the chances of some inappropriate use of those, because they're supposed to use for state business. But of course, depending on what is political and what is actually state business is always the issue. And so that's what they're spending some time doing. And maybe not a bad idea. They're claiming it costs about $1,500 an hour to operate these things. But my question is, look, it takes some time to get from the mountains to the coastline, but it takes about 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours. And it's just like, why do you need turboprop planes to do that? And, you know, once again, I think Republicans are, you know, rightfully so. And even some Democrats, too, are questioning whether or not that this should be something that the state continues to spend millions of dollars with each year. There's an effort now to sell these planes off and be done with this. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't understand why it is necessary. I realize it may save some time, but how much time are you really saving driving to an airport to fly to a plane to fly to an airport, then drive that person to the site of where they're going, as opposed to just getting in a vehicle, getting in an SUV and driving point to point and be done with it? I mean, how are we really saving it? We're not saving any money. And how much time are we saving? Not much. So I'm just glad to see they're taking a look at this, because this is one of the many misuses of state funds that that we see sometimes. So as much as I enjoy and appreciate aviation, ground the state planes. Get rid of them.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. We shouldn't have to be paying for that. Also coming up on the show, hey, masks are awesome, even though the CDC's just admitted they don't work over the weekend. Maybe we should wear them every year. You knew this was coming. I'll tell you who said it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pharmacy giant Walgreens pulling out of San Fran, out of San Francisco. Can't operate there anymore. You're thinking, why do I care about San Francisco? Because this is what's coming to the country if the Democrats have their way. Remember what the policy was. And Joe Biden, by the way, backed this policy when he was running for office. This is what they'd love to do this if they could have a way to get this through at the national level. Remember what the policy is in California? Any theft under $950 was made a misdemeanor. And then prosecutors throughout the state, including San Francisco, have offered either not to prosecute under 950 or they just free those charged with the offense. So they can't even book you and then you have to go through the painful process of bailing out. That costs money. No. Can't be held. So you remember how bad this was. People were going in. They were grabbing things. They were $500, $700 or whatever. Go out the door, load it in a van, drive away. If the cops catch you, they might walk it back into the business, but they can't take you in and book you. You get a ticket to appear. And people were literally turning around when the cops left and going right back into the stores. Because why wouldn't you? This was to combat racism or injustice or something. It was never clear. Most of what the left wants is incoherent. So how's it working out in San Fran? Not so good for people who need a place to go to buy stuff. Pharmacy giant Walgreens closed its 10th store in the San Francisco area, prompting residents to blame rampant shoplifting caused by the city's soft on crime policies. Yep, we predicted this. This is according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Quote, all of us knew this was coming. Whenever we go in there, there's always problems with shoplifters, a regular customer, Sebastian Luke, told the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, these are the same people who will turn around on a dime and bash these corporations for creating food deserts and shopping deserts. Well, you've pulled the stores out of areas that, you know, people don't have transportation. They have no way to go buy stuff. You're terrible. Well, no, it's your policies. I feel bad for the clerks who work there. They are regularly being verbally assaulted, Luke said. The clerks say there is nothing you can do. They say Walgreens policy is not to get involved. They don't want anyone getting injured or getting sued, you know, trying to stop the rampant now shoplifting that the left has incentivized in California. They don't want anyone getting injured or sued, talking about their clerks. So the guys just keep coming in and taking whatever they want. At the time, Walgreens declined to provide a reason for the store's closures, but indicated, quote, the safety of our team members and customers is our top concern. When a store employee was asked about why the shelves were empty, he said, go ask the people in the alleys. They have it all. One store, one of the Walgreens now shut in San Francisco, reportedly lost $1,000 a day to theft. $1,000 a day. I'm sorry, what's the limit? $950? Theft under $950 now considered a misdemeanor? So get yourself one of those flat screens, you know what I'm talking about? But you got to get to one that's like $799 and you're good. Just take that. Yeah, and they're doing this from all kinds of stores, not just, you know, Walgreens or drugstores. The San Francisco Police Department told the Washington Examiner they are aware of incidents of retail theft. There were groups of suspects enter stores, grab products and merchandise and flee. Yeah, because they can. And remember, this Joe Biden backed this. Nobody ought to be given bond. That's unfair. That's, you know, I don't know, a human rights atrocity or something. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means the police don't take you in. They don't book you. You get a ticket. They drive away. You go back in the store and continue whatever you were doing. Or you go down the street to another store. It's just a misdemeanor anyway. And you've got these Democrat prosecutors going, well, we're not going to prosecute. Human rights atrocity. So there you go. And they pillage. So what they do. This is they incentivize this. They don't care. All right, coming up on the show, this Meghan Markle thing is actually a pretty big deal. I think I don't care about royals, but that's not what this is about. It's not the typical gossip. The Democrat Party is grooming Meghan Markle to run. That's why she did this interview. I'll explain coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meghan Markle, royal, duchess, and racial abuse victim. Yeah, so this is the big news. Today's a big news story. You're thinking, I don't care about the royals. Oh, you might. There's a very clear reason that they did this interview, in which Meghan Markle talked about being just so discriminated against and generally abused, because, you know, she's part black, I should say. It's less than half, but part black. And she just, you know, was such a victim of the racial discrimination that the family threw a massive royal wedding for the two of them. See, but they didn't know she was black until after the wedding. No, wait, they did. Well, they welcomed her into the family, but then they found out she was black. No, wait, they knew. You start asking questions and this stuff doesn't make any sense. But Meghan Markle, you have to make all this make sense. Meghan Markle wants to run for president. Here's the headline. Vanity Fair, September 24, 2020 profile on her. Quote, I think she would seriously consider running for president. Inside Meghan Markle's political ambitions. They actually say 2024. Rumors abound that Meghan could run for president in 2024. She got the attention of the office's current occupant. Her and husband, Prince Harry, even made a comment about the necessity of needing to vote against Trump in the 2020 election because, you know, hate speech. So this is the theme. This is all a theme. This is very clearly coordinated campaign. This is from Birmingham Live. This is a UK publication in which they're interviewing Democrat strategists. The first thing that they did when they moved here, when they left the royal family, moved here, they shacked up with friends of the Obamas. The Obamas found them a place to stay. So from the beginning, they have had friends at the highest level of the Democrat Party. Prince Harry and former Suits actress Meghan Markle had a private meeting with California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, before Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in the election. The meeting sparked speculation that Los Angeles-born Meghan, 39, could follow in the footsteps of celebrities-turned-politicians such as Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so they asked Mike Trujillo, a prominent Democrat strategist. He tells The Times that the Sussexes, hard to say their last name, campaigning, they've been big advocates of mental health nonprofits, could provide them a launch pad into politics. He said the Duchess was following a well-worn path adopted by Mr. Schwarzenegger ahead of his foray into politics by meeting with Mr. Newsom, befriending the Obamas and doing all that. So, okay, what is going on here? You have to understand Democrat psychology. They're not going to vote for a princess. She's got to establish her victimhood here. Got to be a victim. Otherwise, you're an oppressor. And when you're a princess, you're an oppressor. So she's reminding everyone, hey, I'm part black. I'm a victim of racism. And in a racism, man, these old white people over there in England, they're so racist. Well, here, I'll let her tell the story.
Markle says at first she was welcomed into the family, but things quickly started to unravel after their marriage. The Duchess of Sussex accusing the firm of protecting other members of the family, but doing nothing to stop damaging stories spread about her. In one of the most shocking revelations, she says the situation became so suffocating, she contemplated suicide.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes. This was very, very clear.
Wow.
Very clear and very scary. And, you know, I didn't know who to even turn to in that.
Markle is also accusing the royal family of racism, saying her son Archie was denied a title, security detail, and there were even discussions about his skin tone.
And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born. That was relayed to me from Harry. Those were conversations that family had with him.
If he were too brown, that would be a problem?
If that's the assumption you're making, I think that feels like a pretty safe one.
Poor thing consoled herself by buying $700 shoes that they gave her the budget for, despite the racism, the lifestyle she had, jet-setting around the world. Come on, y'all. If they're so ashamed of a partially black spouse for Harry, they gave her the full royal wedding, the full treatment. Come on. Does this make any sense? Look, I don't know who said what in their family. I have no idea. But I'm telling you, this is what she's doing. This is her establishing. No, look, I am a victim. I was so victimized for the color of my skin, which last I looked was pretty white, that look at me. I had to leave the royal family. So, but I'm here to fight for you because I understand victimhood and my $700 shoes. It was almost so hard to take. I almost had to kill myself. But then these shoes, man, I love these shoes. I've got four pairs. You want to see them? Texter writes, remember, she is an actress. So Vanity Fair is already pimping this woman. Let me read what they write. This is from back in September 2020. Rumors abound that Meghan could run for president in 2024. And she got the attention of the office's current occupant, Donald Trump, when he, you know, responded to what she said about him. And again, what is this racism? She accused him of racism, right? So this is part of a theme for her campaign. She's got to establish she's hip to the street, see? And that's why she was rejected by the royal family and thus is a victim. Quote from Vanity Fair, one of the reasons she was so keen not to give up her American citizenship, you know, when she married Harry, was to have the option to go into U.S. politics, said a close friend of the royal. I think if Meghan and Harry ever give up their titles, she would seriously consider running for president. See what's going on here? Right. So that was the point with the thing with Archie.
But in the months leading up to the birth of Prince Harry and Meghan's first child, Meghan said she was told about, quote, concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
In those months when I was pregnant, all around the same time, so we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
Meghan noted that it would be very damaging to reveal who had those conversations with Harry, but she made it clear that it was obvious that the concern was that her child might be born with dark skin. Harry later doubled down on the couple's decision.
Yeah. Texter writes, Meghan Markle said she contemplated suicide. Yeah, over negative press. Meghan Markle said she contemplated suicide. No nuclear codes for her if she gets to be the president. Another texter writes, oh, poor princess, had to live in a palace while the news said mean things about her. Racist. Okay, so, yeah, a lot of you asking, well, wait, 2024, won't Kamala be running? No, the article on Meghan Markle running for president was before, it was from September 2020, so it was assumed that Trump would win another term, and then she would run in 2024. So Vanity Fair is already floating her for president. That's why you are seeing her do these interviews. She's got to reset herself as a victim, you know, driven to near suicide by the horrific racism or something. Because, I mean, there's no way Democrats today are going to elect a princess. That's just not happening. You got to be oppressed. I mean, you have to have victimhood status of some kind, or they won't even understand how Democrats' minds work. And she knows that. And so that's why she's throwing the royal family under the bus. Texter writes, Diana called and she wants her shunned princess status back. Another texter writes, for a couple who claim they wanted their privacy, this royal couple does nothing but step in front of a microphone. Another texter writes, Megan run for president. Wow, Joe Biden has really lowered the bar. Well, I mean, you can run for president now from your basement and, you know, you could do two press conferences in 55 days and pick all the questions they ask you. It's not very hard. I hate to say this, but a sixth grader could do it. A particularly bright one could do it. I don't think. I mean, as a Democrat, not as a Republican. No, you get real questions. You couldn't. But as a Democrat, no. So, texture writes, Harry is very light-skinned and freckled. Meghan is more olive-complected. I would think relatives wondering whether the baby would look more like Harry or Meghan would be an obvious and innocent conversation. Just like a couple where one parent is short and the other is tall. Another texture writes, Tara, who would want a suicidal person running for president? Yeah, I mean, if some bad press drove her to contemplate suicide, she ain't gonna make it through the Democrat primary. I wish maybe she will, because by then anyone who would criticize her at the rate we're going here would have been censored and canceled right off the internet, including Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN. So maybe, you know, maybe so. Maybe she will make it. But I mean, I'd put her on some kind of watch, you know what I mean? Like have the paramedics ready. Texter writes, for a couple who claim they wanted their privacy, this royal couple does nothing but step in front of the microphone. Yes, yeah, so watch her. It was even that Piers Morgan, who went back to the UK, they shipped him back. Piers Morgan has been on this for like 2 years, and he's been calling her bluff and talking about how all of this drama she's fomenting is because she wants to run for president here in the US, that the Democrat Party here is grooming her to do that. She's not a bad candidate, especially if you can establish her as a victim. I mean, look who, what do they have a problem. I mean, all their, you know, chief candidate, they're all old timers are really weird or too short. Texter writes, if Hillary were at the bottom of the ticket, everyone would assume that whoever was at the top of the ticket was suicidal. I think you're getting a little off topic here, although I don't dispute that. Texter writes, if mean comments were enough to cause Markle to contemplate suicide, I don't want someone that weak running my country. She can't take the heat. Texter writes, can't read that one. Dude, I'm from England. Who gives a blank about the royals? Well, you will if they're running for president. Another texter writes, quite a contrast between Meghan and Harry and the leadership of Queen Elizabeth during World War II. Gotta think the Queen's heart must be breaking. Another texter writes, so I guess after this interview, Harry won't ever reconcile with his brother. It's a shame they were so close. Another texter writes, Tara, remember Meghan is an actress using her craft to further the progressive narrative of racism. She is part of their plan for the future of America. Another texter writes, how is she qualified? Well, I mean, Joe Biden can't even hold a press conference. So, I mean, I don't think you need qualifications. I think you need victimhood. And she's established that in this interview. This is what this is about. I think, you know what? I'm fascinated with this interview. This is a fascinating commentary on the mentality of Democrat voters. Believe me, political consultants crafted this whole message that you got to have victimhood status. You cannot have achieved anything. If you did, that's got to be ripped out. And anybody who's good at what they do, who's a successful person like Trump was, who might succeed at running the presidency, is to be drummed from office and out of the race because success is a thing of shame. And so when you come out as a Democrat candidate, you have to emphasize how you failed, how you're suicidal, how you are a victim of racism in your $700 shoes bought for you by the royal family. It makes sense to them. It doesn't to us, but it does to them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.